Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Sandra, welcome to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Hi.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm so excited we got you on.
It's called Good Pickin' Farm, and you're doing
Correct.
The Farm Festival of Lights. Tell us about Good Pickin' Farm first.
The farm itself was established back in 1750. So it's been a local family farm and treasure for, over 200 years or 200 years. I can't do the math.
We don't do math.
The farm, about 25 years ago, was going to be taken out of the family and sold and become 50 House. And the wise women of Westford, that's what I call them, said, no way, we want to keep this farm. And so they did. They formed a private-public partnership and purchased this land. About 20 years later, or 5 years ago, that's when we came on the scene. And it's Jen and Aaron and myself, who are the founders of Good Pickin' Farm. So Good Pickin' Farm has about 86 acres of land, and we like to say it's where growing minds and nature connect. We want people to come here and learn through experience, through farming, through the arts, through recreation. And we seek to meet the needs of people of all ages and abilities. It's just magical for all of us. And when you come on the farm, and Kennedy, I don't think you've been here yet, have you?
Not yet, but I will be there soon.
Well, both of you, we'd love to have. It's there's something really special about this place. And I think it has to do with the people that are here and just the happiness it brings. Our animals, the beautiful scenery, the buildings that we have, it's all so welcoming. I spent my whole life finding my way here. The coolest thing was my daughter, who's one of the founders, Erin, and I think she talks to you, Kennedy.
Yep.
In the very beginning, as we started bringing on some staff and volunteers, she started calling us the Farmily, and that is what really has stuck out, that we are a big Farmily, whether we're related or not. We are in this Farmily together.
And you guys have so many things. There's camps,
yes.
School vacation camps. There's goat yoga. There's programs for kids. There's adults activities. There's goat hikes. There's riding lessons. You name it, you guys do it there.
We do.
Which
we do.
Is amazing. And I know you have an event coming up on Saturday, and we would love to talk about that, the Farm Festival of Light.
So the Farm Festival of Light is this Saturday, November 30th. It goes from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And we're going to be taking part in your gifts for 10,000 toys for boys and girls. I love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're asking people to bring a gift, and maybe you can talk a little bit about that. This event is for, again, people of all ages and abilities. We have joined up with a local nonprofit organization called Westford Remembers. They do everything from helping people with funeral expenses to if they don't have the money to, helping with even just housing costs and things like that. So whatever the people in the local area need.
There's going to be a live manger. There's the petting zoo, the Christmas trees. There's going to be...
Correct.
Reindeer pony rides, live music. So,
our reindeer pony rides, the reindeer have gone off to the North Pole already.
Gotcha.
But we are going
to
have one pony in the petting zoo so that kids can get in there and brush her. And I believe it'll be our girl Greta, and she is beautiful.
All right, so
you're right.
Let me tell you, I just want to give the website so people know.
Okay.
Good Pickin' Farm.com to find out everything. Good Pickin', P-I-C-K-I-N, farm.com.
We'll have artisans there, so you can come in and look at their amazing crafts. We have live music and food. You can bring home a craft. The kids can make something. So it is just a really fun, magical, tons of lights. We have to thank Enterprise Bank. They sponsored us this year to light up our 4-acre field that we grew, that over 75,000 pounds of squash was grown by the Boston Gleaners to give away to people who don't have enough to eat.
Wow.
So,
what you're doing there is amazing. And you and your entire team at Good Pickin' Farm are now officially members of the Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are so happy to be a part of you.
Well,
Thank you for helping with our toys. We really do appreciate that very much.
Excellent. Yeah, we're excited about that. So people, please be generous.
Yes, new unwrapped toy, goodpickandfarm.com. Thanks so much, Sandra. We'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234. Maybe you have a farm with animals, or maybe you just got a new puppy and you want to tell us about it. We have family visiting, and she brought her puppy. She's about 7 months old. Her name is Millie.
Oh,
she'll put a smile on your face, Kennedy. I'm just saying. A good puppy will put a smile on your face. So if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. Again, call or text us at 617-931-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Okay, so this is Jimmy Fallon and The Roots talking about hosting for Thanksgiving.
At least you're not hosting.
Grandpa in your bed while you sleep on the floor. Living in fear because there's no lock on the bathroom door.
At least you're not hosting.
Your sister announcing she's gluten-free an hour before dinner. And mom saying you should have more kids. Maybe one will finally be a winner.
At least you're not hosting.
That's good. Thank you, Kennedy.
Here.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy.
We went deep sea fishing on Saturday.
Okay, who's we?
Me and Barrett. Okay. And Barrett's closest friend, Jake, and Jake's dad, Mike.
And what were we hoping to bring home with us?
Striped bass.
All right.
And this is now, I guess, become an annual tradition. We did this the exact same weekend last year with the exact same boat captain.
We love tradition.
Yes, because it's essentially the day before Barrett and Jake go off to YMCA camp for 2 weeks. So we found a boat charter last year, Captain Bacon.
Good old Captain Bacon.
And his fish on boat. And we had such a good time last year. Lana suggested we do it again this year. So we did. We went down, 5 o'clock in the morning. We're leaving.
Do they give you all the things you need, or do you have deep sea fishing
tools?
No,
you just show up. It is the best. Show up with your cooler ready to catch fish.
Okay.
Bring your sunscreen, your hat, your sunglasses.
And they do the rest.
A sweatshirt. Yeah, it's like a 25-foot boat. He does it all.
He's been fishing
the area we've been off the Bass River area there. He's been fishing it for 30 years.
Wow.
So he knows what to do. So, we get up 5 o'clock in the morning. We get out to the boat. We go out there, not as many fish this year as last year, but as what happened last year is we were the only boat catching fish out there. He just knows where they are. He knows what gear to use.
Yeah.
How he does. Nobody was catching anything except for us. We caught a bunch that were a little small. You have to catch them in certain sizes.
Right.
It has to be no less than 31, no more than 33.
Right.
So. Yeah, it has to be in this little pocket of whatever it is. And we had a great time. And so we posted a picture of Barrett holding the striper that he caught. And the caption says, Carson's son, Barrett caught a big one. What kind of fish is it? Wrong answers only.
Oh, okay. Give it to me.
Kennedy.
Give it to me.
Come on now. Baby shark.
I hate you guys.
It's a tiger shark. A Swedish fish. It's a holy mackerel. Oh, that's obviously a catfish. It's a henway, Kennedy.
A who?
A henway.
I don't know what that means. Is that a joke?
Well, it's a henway.
What's a henway?
About 3 pounds.
Oh, I walked right into that, didn't I?
Chicken of the sea, says Jeremy.
Wah.
Congratulations, Barrett. This is from Linda. You have your first dating site profile pic. Save
Facts.
It for when you're old enough. They all have a fish catching picture.
Facts. That is a swipe left immediately.
Barbara says, it's a baby whale. Oh, that's definitely a sunfish. Nice one, Barrett. Oh, Barrett, did you catch Nemo?
Oh.
Jellyfish. Pre-cooked fillet of fish. Starfish. Goldfish.
Oh, my God.
A keeper, let's see, a lovely fish in a nice pinstripe suit singing under the sea. Well done, sir. A music staff red snapper. I didn't understand that one.
I don't know.
Billy Bass. Wonder what happened to that guy.
Oh, my God.
Gail says it's called lunch.
Was it lunch? Did y'all eat him?
We haven't eaten yet, but yes. The captain.
Does he fillet them for you and
yes,
everything?
Yes, right on the boat.
Come on.
You walk off the boat with, you know, pounds and pounds of filleted fish in your cooler. Also on Instagram, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Carson level petty fish. That's pretty good. Sardine. Dan's face when the camp counselor dunked him.
Oh, got it.
That's a Friday free-for-all fish. Needs to be thrown back.
You guys are so much funnier than we'll ever dream of being in for
Seriously,
that word. Thank you.
You guys crushed it. You guys crushed it. We had a great time.
I'm so glad. It's good to have those moments, you know, because they get busier. It gets harder and harder to find them. So,
Barrett's friend got so seasick.
Oh, I do. I do too.
We went last year and he had no problems. I don't know what happened.
Sometimes.
It was maybe just a little wavier this year than
it
was
last
year. And so we had the over under of 1.5 times getting sick.
Oh, no. Once it happens, it happens.
Yeah. So that's what we learned. Like you do it once and then, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, you're going to do it again. So.
Oh, yeah. Until it's all empty.
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun. We had a great time. So shout out to Captain Bacon.
Yay.
Best name ever, right?
Well, maybe if you were like hunting pig.
Yeah, it's still a good name.
It's a great name.
You just can't help but keep calling him Captain Bacon.
It's fantastic.
Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So over the weekend, SummerSlam happened, and we had talked about Jelly Roll doing the 18th thing that is not singing, and he was going to be a tag team event for this particular SummerSlam.
Yeah, brother!
It was, he was with Randy Orton,
okay,
and they were up against Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. And you might recall,
what a dynamic foursome.
The week before this, Jelly Roll was hosting one of the late night talk shows, and Logan came on and he like crushed him through a table. So I guess turnabout was fair play.
McIntyre now putting Jelly Roll, who's just knocked out cold. Wait, he's out cold. Whoa. Logan Paul climbing to the top of the ring post, toasting some prime.
Here's your viral moment, everyone.
Have you seen the video?
I have not. I saw the video of Cody Rhodes beating John Cena and winning the title.
The kayfabe was not hidden at IMHO. I mean, listen, regardless of how this
the
happens.
Reverse double zombie-dop didn't seem real to you?
Having somebody drop what you want when you're on a table, having someone drop upon you and go to the ground.
Right.
Takes effort, takes skill, takes something, but in any event.
What are you trying to say, Kennedy?
Nothing. I'm just saying, you know, if you don't have a lot of time to practice as a wrestler, it's hard to take them hits without looking like the guy is setting you up to take the hit. But that's all right. I wouldn't do it. Ben Affleck was spotted all over Cape Cod enjoying time with his family. He was seen in Provincetown. He visited the Wellfleet Drive-In Flea Market with his kids and his mom. Some people speculating that he might be working on a project related to the Karen Reed case. I don't know how this part came together. His mom owns a home in Truro, and I guess they kind of spend time there and has spent time there his whole life. But
you know what I heard?
Why not?
You know what I heard while
Give
I was here?
Me.
You want the real inside? Do you want to know the real real?
Go on.
I heard he had a Reuben sandwich. That's what I heard.
Okay, good to know.
My friends, uncles, sisters, cousins.
Saw Ferris pass out at Three Grand Flavors last night?
That worked at a restaurant where he had lunch.
Uh-huh.
And he ordered a Reuben.
Well, who doesn't love a good Reuben?
And apparently the group chat was all interested in the Reuben.
Well, I love a good Reuben.
I don't know what restaurant it was. I'm not at liberty to say because, you know, my spies are way deep on the inside of this celebrity stuff on the Cape.
I would give the love to a person making a good Reuben. So anyway, and this couple that we didn't know we needed that somehow has become very important is Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
My wife doesn't believe it's real. I believe it's real.
Well, they haven't really said anything. you know, but just because they've been doing a lot of promo for the movie Naked Gun, which you guys said was going to suck, and it's gotten really good reviews.
No, just I just FYI. Said I'm not going to like it. Is what I didn't say it was going to suck. I
that
just,
is so untrue. You I guys went in so hard as to how
I
bad
did,
this movie's
going to
suck. Dan did.
Did he?
Yes.
I didn't hear what Dan
you
said.
You both were like, oh, it's going to be awful. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Anyway, the Rotten Tomatoes
is
pretty good.
It bombed at the box office, too.
Well, that's not what. Well, the all of the articles I read were like, "This is the movie we need right now. This is just the stupidity that's good, and it has a pretty good Rotten Tomatoes." Anyway, I don't care. But the thing of it is these two have gotten awful cutesy around each other, and so people are wondering: is this a burgeoning relationship? Is it not? Well, she was on Live with Kelly and Mark, and here's what she had to say.
He was so wonderful on the set too, such a gentleman and so generous, always putting his coat around me and seeing if I was okay. It was just really such a pleasure and such a joy. It's just been this delicious kind of mystery unfolding, which I really love being a part of.
Whether it's happening or not, I just love the fact that they are continuing to troll. And she posted a whole bunch of photos over the weekend on Insta with her and Liam, you know, and all of their fun stuff that they've been doing as they've been promoting the movie.
Right.
And Natasha Richardson, who is Liam's ex-wife, is the wrong word. She passed away while they were still married.
Right.
And her sister Jolie Richardson put a whole bunch of hearts emojis underneath the
post.
Oh,
that's cool.
So we love getting support from Natasha's sister. I love this. I love it.
And did you see some of the stories that were trending over the weekend about Liam Neeson?
No, give it to me.
Who is it from Mad Men? What's his name?
John Hamm.
Yes. That,
oh, you know, that's tale as old as time.
And that Liam Neeson would make John Hamm look inferior.
I've heard that many a time.
That Liam Neeson is apparently...
He's gifted. So there you go.
The most gifted in all of Hollywood, they say, is what I read over the weekend. There's Liam Neeson and then everybody else.
Listen. That's not the most important thing. But anyway,
it's not.
That's
it's
what
not, but Pamela has a type.
I don't know that played into it, but who knows? That's what I got, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy.
Producer Dan is out, which means intern Mac is writing all of the questions this week for Can't Beat Kennedy. I feel sorry for you.
Not a good day.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to, is it Ryle? Or how do you pronounce your name?
Rill.
Good morning, Rill.
Yeah. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Rill is from Lynn, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, five pop culture trivia questions. Real, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Starting today, Wendy's is serving a Wednesday Addams-inspired meal to promote season two of Wednesday. Last week, a location in California got a head start with a goth-themed drive-thru experience. Who plays Wednesday Addams in the new series?
Jenna Ortega.
Question number two. Patrick Swayze got annoyed with Jennifer Grey while filming Dirty Dancing. So there's a moment when he's brushing against her, and she just kept losing it and giggling, and by 4 o'clock in the morning, he had had enough. What is the name of Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing?
God, I never watched Dirty Dancing, so
that's all right. Question number three. Jelly Roll was awesome in his tag team match with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre in the WWE SummerSlam. Logan Paul even jumped from the top rope and slammed Jelly Roll through an announcer's table. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Foundation. World Wrestling
Somebody trying to help you in the background is not giving you good advice. Question number four. Miranda Lambert has responded to the criticism of her short skirt by wearing another short skirt from 2011 to 2015. Miranda Lambert was married to a fellow country music star who is also a longtime presence on the TV show The Voice. Who is he?
I don't know that one either.
All right, and question number five, the 14th season premiere of King of the Hill airs tonight. What state does the show take place in?
Texas.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, intern Mac. Kind of coming in hot with some of these questions, my friend, aren't you?
Well, got to let the people know that the Reign of Terror is back on.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh. We have created a monster.
I created this monster myself.
All right, Kennedy, Rill got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Starting today, Starting today, Wendy's is serving a Wednesday Addams-inspired meal to promote season 2 of Wednesday. Who plays Wednesday Addams in the new series?
Jenna Ortega.
1-1. Question number 2. Patrick Swayze got annoyed with Jennifer Grey while filming Dirty Dancing. So there's a moment when he's brushing against her and she keeps losing it and giggling during filming. And by 4 o'clock in the morning, he was over it. What is the name of Patrick Swayze's character in Dirty Dancing?
Johnny?
Do I need the last name, Mac? Because it's on the
season. Johnny.
I'm going to say yes. You need the last name.
I don't know it.
Johnny Castle is what intern Mac says. Tied to 1. Question number 3. Jelly Roll was apparently awesome in his tag team match with Randy Orton against Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre in the WWE SummerSlam. What does WWE stand for?
World Wrestling Entertainment.
2-1. Question number 4. Miranda Lambert has responded to the criticism of her short skirt by wearing another short skirt.
Good for you. Mind your business.
From 2011 to 2015, Lambert was married to a fellow country music star who also is a longtime presence on The Voice. Who is he?
Blake Shelton.
3-1. Question number 5. The 14th season premiere of King of the Hill airs tonight. Which state does the show take place in?
Texas.
It does take place in Texas.
Good job, Kennedy.
You too, buddy.
4-2 is the final score. Really, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Wiz play from August 12th to the 24th at the Citizen Opera House. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. So you enjoy those tickets to The Wiz, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm real from Lynn, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. Again, 617-655-1234. Sometimes you do so much stuff over a weekend, you can't even, it's just like it's a blur. And you're like, did I even enjoy the weekend because there was so much stuff going on?
Yeah, that's
But I think I did.
You think you did?
Yeah, we cut out of Dodge pretty early Friday morning after work, and Lana and I went down to the Cape. Barrett's been babysitting this summer for
right.
a job. So he had to work until 4 o'clock, and we didn't want to wait.
I wouldn't either.
So we left, and then he caught the Cape Cod Flyer down after he got off of work.
That is remarkable. I love it so much.
And so Lan and I went and played 9 holes of golf in Holly Ridge, down on the Cape. And then Lana and I went out to dinner to Anejo in Hyannis, good Mexican food, had some margaritas, and then we picked up Barrett. And on Saturday, me and Barrett and his friend and his friend's dad, we all went deep sea fishing. And then yesterday, we dropped Barrett off at YMCA camp down on the Cape. So he's gone 2 weeks. Poof.
Bye.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I mean, I love him and all, but I'm not going to lie.
It's wild how much things have changed.
14 years old hits different.
when he first went away to camp, you guys were just beside yourself. Every day you were pissed that he didn't write you a letter. You just couldn't stand being away from him, and now you're like, later!
I wanted to drop him off 12 hours early.
I'm glad.
If I could have dropped him off Saturday, I would have.
I'm glad that you're finally coming around to this and finding time for the two of you, because that's so important.
The first time he went to camp, we spent a month prepping everything to make sure he had all of this stuff.
Yeah.
5 minutes before he was leaving for camp yesterday, we're like, hey, throw your crap in the bag. We got to go.
Right.
It's just, it's on you. It's on you, my friend. Let's see. Eric from Peabody got together with some woodworking friends. Is that right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, over in Salem, Massachusetts.
And what did you do? What did you create?
So it was their official shop opening. So there's three creators over there that are kind of, you know, YouTube and Instagram famous, so to speak. And we all went over there to celebrate their brand new shop that they opened up together.
What is the shop called? Where is it?
So it's on 77 Summer Street in Salem, and the makers are Justin Maybe, Graz from Graz Makes, and Morgan Lopez. So Graz is a knife maker. Justin actually does documentaries of other fellow makers, and Morgan does spoon carving, and she's going to be starting ceramics soon.
Oh, I'm so in on this.
Right?
This is right up my alley
on
YouTube.
I love this stuff.
Do they have YouTube channels? Because I'm all in if they do.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah, we all do. It's a blast.
I just found one of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave my house
next week.
Oh, my
gosh. This is so cool.
That's so great. Thanks for sharing
that,
Eric. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Tammy, also from Peabody. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You picked up the kids from overnight camp?
Yep. Our daughter was away for 4 weeks, so it was very different having one child versus two for those weeks.
It feels like you get a win every once in a while when there's only one child around, right?
Absolutely. But it was, you know, it was a nice reunion when we did pick her up.
Was there any drama that happened at camp?
No. This was her first year being away for 4 weeks, so just a little homesick in between, you know, the first 2 weeks. But other than that, nope, not that we've heard of.
Well, that's good.
Did you have contact with her while she was gone?
So we could email her letters or send her letters. And then in there are 2 week sessions. So in the intern's intercession, she was able to give us a call. So we did talk to her at that point.
Wow. That's a long time though.
That's
4 weeks.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know if it was harder on her or me at times.
What's her name?
Her name's Annabelle.
Annabelle. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that, Tammy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Also, we got a text, Kennedy, from the 508. I took two preteen girls to water country by myself.
Oof.
And survived. Water slides forever.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. Again, 617-655-1234. Sometimes you do so much stuff over a weekend, you can't even, it just like is a blur. And you're like, did I even enjoy the weekend because there was so much stuff going on?
Yeah, that's
but I
no
think,
good.
But I think I did.
You think you did?
Yeah, we cut out of Dodge pretty early Friday morning after work, and Lana and I went down to the Cape. Barrett's been babysitting this summer for
right.
a job. So he had to work until 4 o'clock, and we didn't want to wait.
I wouldn't either.
So we left. And then he caught the Cape Cod Flyer down after he got off of work.
That is remarkable. I love it so much.
And so Lan and I went and played 9 holes of golf in Holly Ridge,
you know,
down on the Cape. And then Lan and I went out to dinner to Anejo in Hyannis, good Mexican food, had some margaritas, and then we picked up Barrett. And on Saturday, me and Barrett and his friend and his friend's dad, we all went deep sea fishing. And then yesterday, we dropped Barrett off at YMCA camp down on the Cape. So he's gone. 2 weeks. Poof.
Bye.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. I mean, I love him and all, but I'm not going to lie.
It's wild how much things have changed.
14 years old hits different.
When he first went away to camp, you guys were just beside yourself. Every day you were pissed that he didn't write you a letter. you just couldn't stand being away from him, and now you're like, later!
I wanted to drop him off 12 hours early.
I'm glad.
If I could have dropped him off Saturday, I would have.
I'm glad that you're finally coming around to this and finding time for the two of you, because that's so important.
The first time he went to camp, we spent a month prepping everything to make sure he had all of this stuff.
Yeah.
5 minutes before he was leaving for camp yesterday, we're like, hey, throw your crap in the bag. We got to go.
Right.
It's just, it's on you. It's on you, my friend. Let's see. Eric from Peabody got together with some woodworking friends. Is that right?
I did, yeah. Yeah, over in Salem, Massachusetts.
And what did you do? What did you create?
So it was their official shop opening. So there's three creators over there that are kind of, you know, YouTube and Instagram famous, so to speak. And we all went over there to celebrate their brand new shop that they opened up together.
What is the shop called? Where is it?
So it's on 77 Summer Street in Salem, and the makers are Justin Maybe, Graz from Graz Makes, and Morgan Lopez. So Graz is a knife maker. Justin actually does documentaries of other fellow makers, and Morgan does spoon carving, and she's going to be starting ceramics soon.
Oh, I'm so in on this.
Right?
This is right up my alley
on YouTube.
I
love this stuff.
Do they have YouTube channels? Because I'm all in if they do.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah, we all do. It's a blast.
I just found one of them.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave my house
next week.
Oh, my
gosh. This is so cool.
That's so great. Thanks for sharing
that,
Eric. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Tammy, also from Peabody. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You picked up the kids from overnight camp?
Yep. Our daughter was away for 4 weeks, so it was very different having one child versus two for those weeks.
It feels like you get a win every once in a while when there's only one child around, right?
Absolutely. But it was, you know, it was a nice reunion when we did pick her up.
Was there any drama that happened at camp?
No. This was her first year being away for 4 weeks, so just a little homesick in between, you know, the first 2 weeks. But other than that, nope, not that we've heard of.
Well, that's good.
Did you have contact with her while she was gone?
So we could email her letters or send her letters. And then in there are 2 week sessions. So in the intern's intercession, she was able to give us a call. So we did talk to her at that point.
Wow. That's a long time though.
That's
4 weeks.
Long time.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. I don't know if it was harder on her or me at times.
What's her name?
Her name's Annabelle.
Annabelle. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that, Tammy.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Also, we got a text, Kennedy, from the 508. I took two preteen girls to water country by myself.
Oof.
And survived. Water slides forever.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-655-1234. You can call or text what you got into over the weekend. I forgot to mention, Kennedy.
Yeah?
We did start watching a new TV show over the weekend.
Okay.
With Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
It's called Chief of War.
Yeah.
It's a really intriguing story. It's about the fight over Hawaii.
Yeah. I've seen it. It came up a lot in my
Yeah, it's from the perspective states. Of the indigenous people to that area mm-hmm. and all the chiefs fighting over this kingdom. And my wife loves Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a likable guy.
It's just that he's naked a lot in this. And it feels like that becomes the focus, at least in the first episode or two. It's just
Well, is he wearing authentic
He is.
What they would wear then?
Yeah, uh-huh. And his glorious rear end is out.
Well,
and you just feel inferior watching it. It's just
you should.
It's a piece of art.
Why do you allow that to make you feel
I
bad?
Don't know. I don't know.
It's, why does what Jason Momoa look like have anything to do with you?
That's a great question. I could sit down on a couch and talk about it for hours,
well,
I'm sure.
There's no need,
but it's
my guy.
Really, it's incredible. It's symmetrical and it's stout and it's pimple free. It's just incredible.
Well, you know, it's not real, right? You know, there's been a lot of stuff that happens afterwards.
You think that's Photoshopped?
I think
Jason
he worked
Momoa?
Really hard.
Yeah.
In leading up to that movie, and then yes, absolutely, it was face tuned. I assure you. I assure you.
They got a butt tune app.
Heck yes.
Oh, I need that. I need that.
Really, a lot of people looking at your butt these days.
617-6. Well, I would let more people look at it if there were an app.
Oh, for crying
to clean
out
it up.
Don't worry about it.
617-655-1234. Again, call or text what you got into over the weekend. Our good friend Corey from Medford. Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
Did you make it back from Houston?
We made it back from Houston and have only lost one suitcase.
No.
So tell Kennedy what you were doing in Houston. I think she may have missed it.
Oh, yeah, Kennedy was away. Well, we went down to Houston for the Starfleet, the International Star Trek Fan Association's International Conference.
Oh, my God.
Trust me, that's a mouthful and a half. And this year, we granted the most amount in scholarships. We gave away $11,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's awesome.
It really makes your heart skip a beat at times. And my friends there saw me carrying around my little sign to donate to my Samaritan's 5K walk. And between the group of them, they came up with $300 for me.
I was wondering, because I got a bunch of emails saying that donated to the team. And I was like, what happened? Did they talk about it on the radio? What happened? But thank you for that. I'm so happy.
I'm super happy to be supported by my friends in Starfleet.
Very cool. Well, have a great week, Corey.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
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 All right, I'm going to read to you a bunch of texts that we've received to the show, Kennedy, about what people got into over the weekend. From 978, Mom and I Saturday did an impromptu trip up to the Nash Casino and the blackjack table, LOL.
Ooh.
Let's see. From the 617, I rode the PMC. It was amazing. I raised $5,000 for Dana-Farber.
Oh, my God.
Donations accepted until October. This year, the PMC will donate a projected $76 million to Dana-Farber.
Oh, congratulations.
Also from the 617, I escorted my father to his 50th Chicago concert.
Let's go.
Is it a 52nd, maybe? That's a lot of Chicago.
That's fantastic.
On Saturday, I went to a 39th high school reunion for a class I didn't graduate with.
Why not?
That's from the 978. It was my year, but I went to another high school, and I knew a lot of people, and I had a blast anyway.
Oh, fine.
From the 781, I went into Boston. First went to the Feast in the North End, enjoyed chicken, broccoli, Alfredo pizza, and arancinis. Then I headed over to Haymarket and went to the fruit stands and then hopped on the train and went to the used Brattle bookstore. It honestly feels nice being a tourist in your city. I don't think we do that enough.
I agree.
I don't think we do that
enough. I love it when people come in town. I end up doing stuff I've never done before.
Right.
Or so. I take the hop-on, hop-off trolley again and learn something new. Right. Always learn something new.
All right. Well, here's what we learned this morning, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Mostly naked for an entire episode of a TV show, if that's something that interests you.
Or is it a good show?
I don't remember.
Did you learn something new?
I don't remember.
Awesome.
Subtitles, too, so that's not great.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Brittany from Saugus.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Apparently, Brittany's in the car and has spilled her soup.
No!
Yeah.
So is this soup for lunch, or is this a breakfast soup you're eating while driving?
It's for lunch.
Okay. What are we having today?
Well, nothing. It's on the floor of her car.
Yeah.
What were we having?
Chicken noodle.
Okay. Classic, Kennedy.
Yes.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Yes. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Brittany's like, Carson, shut up. I just want to try and win the money. Stop talking about
I'm so
my
nervous.
Suit. No, you're fine. You're fine. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Brittany, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. A reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She has now left the studio. She is in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yes.
Stevie Nicks had to postpone some shows after fracturing her shoulder. Which band is she known for working with?
Fleetwood Mac.
Mandy Moore and her family were rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver. Thankfully, they were unharmed. Can you name the NBC family drama that Moore starred in from 2016 until 2022.
This is us.
After the long-running ABC sitcom he starred in ended, Ty Burrell left Hollywood to raise kids in Utah. He says he has no regrets. Can you name the show that he was on?
Modern Family.
Natasha Richardson's sister seems to approve of Liam Neeson's relationship with Pamela Anderson in one of Neeson's most famous movies. He plays a retired CIA agent who has to save his daughter from kidnappers. Name the movie.
Taken.
And question number five. Soulja Boy was arrested after Los Angeles cops found a gun during a traffic stop. He rose to fame with a self-released 2007 song that topped the Billboard 100. Can you name that song?
Is it just called Crank? What?
Say that again.
What is the name of that song? Is it Crank? Crank? That? You know, this, I thought it was literally called Soulja Boy.
That's his name.
Like the song.
What do you?
Crank That?
Crank, is that
I'm going to go Crank That.
Crank That. All right. Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Intern Mac put together the questions because producer Dan is off on vacation. I feel like these weren't that hard, Dan. Mac.
Well, I decided to be merciful this time because Sal hasn't been giving me enough attention when he comes in here. So I decided to, get a shot in at him. Take that, Sal.
Kennedy, Brittany got 5 out of 5.
Oh, well done, friend.
Oh, my God. Thank you. We watched too much TV.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which one you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
All right.
Question number one. Stevie Nicks had to postpone some shows after fracturing her shoulder. Which band is she known for working with?
Fleetwood Mac.
Mandy Moore and her family were rear-ended by a hit-and-run driver. Thankfully, they were unharmed. Can you name the NBC family drama that Moore starred in from 2016 until 2022?
Yeah.
Dum dum. Need an answer, Kennedy.
Crockpot.
Crap. Oh.
Question number three. After the long-running ABC sitcom he starred in ended, Ty Burrell left Hollywood to raise kids in Utah. He says he has no regrets. Can you name the show that he was on?
Modern Family.
Natasha Richardson's sister seems to approve of Liam Neeson's relationship with Pamela Anderson. In one of Neeson's most famous movies, he plays a retired CIA agent who has to save his daughter from kidnappers. Name the movie.
Taken.
And question number five. Soulja Boy was arrested in Los Angeles. Cops found a gun during a traffic stop. He rose to fame with a self-released 2007 hit that topped the Billboard 100. Can you name that song?
Soulja Boy Town. I feel like I... I can. I don't know.
All right.
Woo. Woo.
Question number one, Fleetwood Mac. That, of course, is correct.
God knows.
You got that one right, Kennedy, so that's good. Question number two, you did not give an answer.
That show will never let me go.
This is Us.
This is Us.
So it's 2-1 for Brittany. Question number three, Modern Family. Yeah, the crockpot joke. That was insensitive.
Yeah,
that was too
happen.
Far.
No, it's the only thing I remember.
3-2. Question number four is taken. That was correct. So 4-3. And question number five, the song is called Crank That.
Soulja Boy Tell.
I got the dance. 5-3 is the final score. Congratulations, Brittany.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. You'll be able to buy all the chicken soup your heart desires.
I mean it.
And clean my car. Thank you.
Clean your car. All right, Kennedy. Is there something you would like to say to Brittany from Saugus?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Brittany.
Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Bonnie from Norton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Intern Mac has done the questions this morning, Bonnie. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Seems to be coming for everybody's neck this morning on the show with producer Dan out. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Bonnie?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. Bonnie, are you ready?
I am.
The original Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
Billy Bob Thornton is 70 today. From 2000 to 2003, he was married to one of Hollywood's highest paid actresses. Who is she?
Angelina Jolie.
Bonnie is scoffing at your questions, intern Mac.
Just wait, they only get harder from here.
She's ripping through these questions like a hot knife through butter.
If she gets 5 out of 5 here, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Question number 3. CBS has rehired Stephen Colbert to guest star on the crime comedy Elsbeth. Before his work on The Late Show, Stephen Colbert had a successful show on Comedy Central. What was that show called?
The Colbert Report.
Question number 4. Today in 2006, Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby was released. Where is Talladega Speedway located?
New Hampshire.
And question number 5. Cardi B kicked off night 1 of WWE SummerSlam on Saturday. Her boyfriend is a star NFL receiver who recently signed with the Patriots. What is his name?
Not my wheelhouse.
I heard they broke up, though, Mac. I don't know if that question is accurate.
No, that's not true. They were, that was a rumor, but then he was commenting on her Instagram with, like, lewd stuff, like, publicly.
Recently?
Yeah, like, yesterday.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't know it, Bonnie?
I don't.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Hi.
Intern Mac is just trying to make it difficult for everybody right now. Utter chaos with Campy Kennedy.
All right.
Bonnie got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
And these are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
The original Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
I remember my cousin Dean, who's maybe, he's maybe about 2 years older than I am. He took me to see that movie when it came out.
Yeah?
And he saw it 13 times.
Wow.
When it first came out, like within the first 2 weeks. It is tied at 1. Question number 2. Billy Bob Thornton is 70 today. From 2000 to 2003, was married to one of Hollywood's highest paid actresses. Who is she?
Angelina Jolie.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. CBS has rehired Stephen Colbert to guest star on the crime comedy Elsbeth. Before his work on The Late Show, Colbert had a successful show on Comedy Central. What was it called?
I don't know.
The Colbert Report.
Oh, right. Duh.
3-2. Question number 4. Today in 2006, Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby was released. Where is Talladega Speedway located?
Talladega. It's in Alabama. That was a guess.
I could see it on your face. And question number 5 is 3-3. Cardi B kicked off night 1 of the WWE SummerSlam on Saturday. Her boyfriend is a star NFL receiver who recently signed with Patriots. What is his name?
Stephon Diggs?
Yep. And I thought they broke up. Intern Max says no. In fact, they are still together.
You know, you have your ups and downs.
He keeps up with these things. Apparently, he was leaving... what would you call these comments he was leaving?
Lewd comments on her Instagram, like very publicly, getting like thousands of likes talking
That's
about all sorts
of... That's what they do.
Of,
yeah. She has been doing that since the dawn of time.
Well, 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Bonnie, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Bonnie from Norton, and I can't...
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Brian, tell everybody where you're from and how to say it properly.
I'm from Swampscott, Massachusetts.
Swampscott.
But it's actually Swampscott.
Swampscott. Let them know.
Yeah.
Who is that in the background? Your wife?
That's my wife, Crystal.
Crystal knows. Swampscott. Tell them, Crystal.
Oh, I tell him.
All right. Will you two kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000. Are we having a tag team situation here to win the money? Is that what's up?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1. This female pop star released a new electro-pop song called Fast. Her other hits include... Sorry, Not Sorry, and Cool for the Summer. Name the artist.
No.
No? All right.
No, hold on. Hold on. Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato?
I would say Demi Lovato.
Question number 2.
They don't tell you?
No.
No, we don't tell you. You got to wait till the end. That's how the game works. American Eagle responded to the controversy over its ad campaign with Sydney Sweeney, saying, quote, "It is and always will be about the jeans." What is the most popular brand of jean in the world?
I would say Levi's.
Question number 3. This singer, known for songs like Forever Young and Hot Legs, has been running a weird AI video at his shows featuring Ozzy Osbourne in heaven taking selfies with other dead celebrities like Tupac, Kurt Cobain, Tina Turner, and Michael Jackson. Who is the artist?
Sings Forever Young.
Beyonce sang that song.
Forever Young.
Oh, nice voice.
Forever.
Is that the song that you sang?
Yeah.
I need an answer.
Come on.
I don't know.
All right, question number 4. Moving on. Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati died yesterday following an acute, prolonged illness. She was 79. She was just as well known for her marriage to which actor that ended in an acrimonious divorce?
What was her name? I didn't hear her name.
Lonnie Anderson.
I don't know.
Question number 5. A Quiet Place Part 3 is penciled in for 2027 with the original male star returning to write and direct. Who is he?
A Quiet Place. Was that Sandra Bullock?
No, that's a horror movie.
Nope.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I love you both. I want to hang out with you guys.
You just said it. We won't say it now.
Okay.
She knew it. No, you're not supposed to say it when she comes back.
These two are a vibe, Kennedy.
I'm here for it.
The two of them trying to work through this game was incredible.
Okay.
Apparently, Kristen's never heard the game before.
Oh.
But Brian was explaining it while we were playing.
Okay.
So they got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friends.
Better than Sooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This female pop star released a new electro-pop song called Fast. Her other hits include Sorry Not Sorry and Cool for the Summer. Name the artist.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato is it. Tied at 1. American Eagle responded to the controversy over its ad campaign with Sydney Sweeting saying, quote, "It's always about the jeans." What is the most popular jean brand in the world?
Levi's?
Tied at 2. Question number 3. This singer, known for songs like Forever Young and Hot Legs, has been running a weird AI video at his shows featuring Ozzy Osbourne in heaven, taking selfies with the likes of Tupac, Kurt Cobain, Tina Turner, and Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Who is the singer?
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart. 3-2. Question number 4. Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati died yesterday following an acute prolonged illness. She was 79, and she was just as well known for her marriage to which actor, which ended in an acrimonious divorce?
Say the least, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is correct. Lonnie Anderson, any relation to Pamela Anderson?
I don't think so, but she was so good on WKRP in Cincinnati. So good.
Fantastic. Super funny. 4-2. Question number 5. A Quiet Place Part 3 is penciled in for 2027 with the original male star returning to write and direct. Who is he?
John Krasinski?
There it is. And his wife, Emily Blunt.
Yes.
So 5-2 is the final score.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good job.
Yeah, she's pretty
you
good.
Too.
Well, now you got your wife hooked, Crystal, and we appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm following you next time.
Okay. Yep. I like it. All right. You don't win the money, but we do appreciate you listening, calling into play. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Brian and Crystal from Swampscott, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.